What's going on? Good people. Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. Y'all, this is your favorite morning show. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. And as you all know, we're going to hit you with entertainment. We're going to hit you with education. And we always got to hit you with some empowerment. Before we get this show going, before we get this ship really sailing, y'all know we got to bring out a co-host. Coming out, producer Britt. Talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
Hey. Good morning. Happy Monday, y'all. Happy Monday.
Hey.
That's not the Monday spirit. Happy Monday. What's going on, Jonathan? No, happy Monday.
Hey. We here, man. We here.
Wake up.
Almost didn't make it, but we here. We here. So, what'd you eat for dinner last night?
I made red beans and rice. I've been eating leftover. I made red beans and rice and fried some catfish, want some cornbread. So red I've been putting myself to sleep every night.
I ain't mad at it. Red beans and rice.
Knocked out, Jonathan. I went to sleep at like 3 and then I woke up at like 7 and I thought it was a whole nother day. I thought I missed the day. I don't know. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Last night we had some chicken, so broiled chicken, had some some broccoli and what's that? Wild rice. Yeah, wild rice, okay. Broiled chicken and and broccoli. So it was, good, healthy, nice. Wholesome meal. So, not mad about
pyramid
it.
Pyramid meal. Like it.
Yeah. For sure. Standard. For sure. Yeah. It was essential because, man, I don't know. My body's been telling me lately, like, either it's telling me I need to eat healthier or it's telling me I need to get rest. It might be both and. Might be both.
Yeah. So, I mean, the winter time, like, we do get sleepier in the winter time, and then on top of that, we're cold. And, just like the animals do, this is the time for us to eat and sleep and chill out. And then, we burn everything when the summertime comes. So, yeah. That's why I only cook certain foods during the wintertime and certain foods during the summertime. Because red beans and rice is not a summertime meal because it's going to put you straight to sleep. And you're going to miss the half day. And I didn't even get to watch all my show because I was knocked out.
That's funny. Well, I feel you. Cause I like to eat and then I'll just roll over and go to sleep. But you're talking about these wintertime meals. I need to eat and then like go work out. I need to burn something. I don't know, Britt. I'm getting real cozy in here. I'm getting real cozy.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It happens during the wintertime. That's going to happen.
It's just
a natural thing that happens. But I mean, you want to lose weight, But the girl over here down 6 pounds. So. Hey.
What's the secret, producer Brent? What's the secret?
The secret is no sugar. I'll tell you that right now. I've been doing my best to do no sugar. And I've been doing good for like 2 weeks now. And kudos to me. And honestly, I was with the girls on Saturday and Priscilla was like, I see it. Like my face looks slimmer. I mean, like, I probably can't right now, but like my face looks slimmer. Because the more sugar, you're just like, your face just bulks up, just look fat in the face. And I can't do that. Can't be looking like that. So no sugar, limiting my salt, and doing my best to, I guess I eat about 2 meals a day. I don't necessarily eat breakfast. It's like coffee is my breakfast and then lunch and then dinner. But now I've cooked this big meal. I'm probably just going to have like one pot of beans. One pot of porridge and go to sleep. That's it. And then I've been walking.
Even in this cold, you out there getting it in this brisk weather?
Getting it in, putting on zip, 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 zip.
Okay.
Just walking. Okay.
Give yourself a hand. Give yourself an applause for that. Too. Yeah, because that right there, that getting out there in that cold weather.
Now, when I used to run track in high school, I used to love cold track meets. I used to love a good cold track meet. Why?
Because that cold.
I don't know. Maybe made me think I was running faster. Like it's so cold. It's so cold. I gotta get out the cold. So I gotta hurry up with the race and get back to the warmth. I don't know.
Turn on the jetpacks. I remember just seeing all the different teams in the stands and everybody out here freezing and everybody sharing a blanket. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, this wasn't it. Because I did, and we'll get into straight from source and just for a second, but I did long jump. And I would be out there and I wasn't never prepared because this was my first time doing anything in track because I was a senior. No, they gave me a sympathy letter and everything. So I'm out here, did not prepare, showed up late. I'm sitting here waiting for my event. Just bad. Okay.
Just bad.
All bad. Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah, it was terrible. Don't worry about that. That was nothing short of terrible. But here we are, though.
Okay, well, we're going to get into something more, you know, better, not terrible, less terrible. Okay, we're going to get into straight from the source. And while you're doing that, I'm probably going to go make a coffee. All right.
Warm yourself up with the coffee. Fair enough. All right, so y'all, this morning, straight from the source, we're going to come with it from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 14. Right. And this verse is one of those bold verses that really makes people pause and go, right. Well, let's go ahead and break it down, because I want you to take your time. And as you hear it, I want you to reflect as always. But see, like, where do you fall in this with this text? So John 14:14 reads, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." Plain and simple, it's in the red letters, so we know this is Jesus talking to us. And the verse one more time says, "If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." So it's saying ask me out of relationship, not out of ritual. Like really think about the fact of when you're a little bit younger and you're in the spot, in the position to where you're seeing these things, or you want to do these things, and you want to talk to your parents and you want to ask them for things, but so often there might not be a relationship. There might not really be connectivity. There might not be a connection between you and your parents. But Jesus isn't talking about some distant formal prayer process. He's inviting us into a direct relationship with him. And this is disciples talking to their teacher, to their savior, to their Lord, right? And the thing that's really beneficial here is prayer here is a conversation. It's not ceremony, right? So the disciples who this message is to, they're connecting with their teacher, savior, and Lord. So these three different words are three different levels of connectivity, right? So the first thing, just think about, just ask, right? But we're asking out of a relationship, not just asking off a whim, or just asking with no relationship there, and not just asking for the sake of asking. We're asking through connectivity. Number two is anything, right? If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So this is a big promise, but it's not a blank check. And I really want us to understand that this is not a blank check. So at face value, this sounds unlimited and it sounds generous, but scripture interprets scripture. Ask anything assumes alignment with God's will, just like it's talked about in 1 John 5 and 14. So asking anything that's aligned within God's will. But then another reference is a heart that's submitted and not self-serving. And we can find that in James chapter 4, verse 3. So it's not a name it and claim it. It's a know him to trust him. Okay. So ask anything. It's a big promise, but it's not a blank check. We're not just talking about any wild ask, but these are asks that align in God's will, right? And they're also through a heart that's submitted to God and not ultimately self-serving, right? But then it says in my name. So this is authority plus alignment, right? So this is a key phrase that people oftentimes skipped over, but we really got to take our time here, because praying in Jesus' name means that we're praying according to his character, right? This means that we're praying according to his purpose and his authority. So think less the magic words at the end, and more, would Jesus put his signature on this request? Okay, so Jesus is not a magician, right? He's not pulling rabbits out of hats, but I want us to think, would Jesus be willing to sign his name next to this request? All right. And then here's the last point I have for you. I will do it. I will do it. So we know that Jesus acts and Jesus acts and not just approves, right? So Jesus doesn't say, I'll pass it to the Father. He says, I will do it. So this is a strong statement of not only his divinity, but also his authority. Prayer isn't passive, but Jesus is actively involved in doing it. So this is a big picture, right? Big picture context. Don't miss this. The verse sits in a moment where Jesus is preparing the disciples for his departure, right? He's assuring them that they won't be powerless, but also letting them know that prayer becomes their access to heaven's resources. Family, at the end of the day, right here, in John 14:14, Jesus is teaching that prayer works best when it flows from relationship and aligns with Jesus's will, carrying his authority and trusting in his ultimate timing. So remember today, family, remember that Jesus is acting on action, right? He's not just approving stuff, but he's showing up doing action, showing that I will do it. But he's also letting us know that we need to ask it in his name. That's that authority plus the alignment. And we can ask for anything according to God's will, as well as a heart that's submitted and not self-serving. But the last thing is, family, we can't forget that this is going through relationship. Okay, it's going through relationship. We're not coming. We're not asking out of ritual. I need this. I need that. Or, you know, rubbing the wood and then clapping our hands three times and turning around. No. We're not doing ritual. This isn't magic. This is an ask through relationship. And I want y'all to be encouraged today because Jesus wants to be in relationship with you. There's text in the Bible that says, as we draw near to him, he will draw near to us, right? So often, people will try to pitch you and try to sell you on other walks of faith and other religions and different things like that. But there is no other religion to where there is somebody who are ultimately the higher power or the higher figure who is going to meet you, right? It's all about the work that you can do. It's all about what do you need to do to clean yourself up and bring yourself back. But here, it's about the less work. We're submitting ourselves to God the Father. We're accepting the freely gift that Jesus and God has already given us to bring us into the fold of faith. So family, remember today, all right? Just as it says in John 14:14, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. All right, so be encouraged. And family, if you're not subscribed, make sure that you subscribe to the channel here on YouTube. It's Speak Your Success Media. That way you never miss any of our episodes. You never miss any of our content. And you catch our clips going out weekly because, like I said before, we're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. But family, as you all always know, that straight from the source, we always like to start off bringing you a scripture, bringing you some text, bringing you that word so that ultimately you can start off your week inspired and you can also start off your week empowered. But make sure that, like I said, you subscribe to the channel so that you stay connected with us, we stay connected with you, and you never miss any of our content here on Speaking Success in the Morning. All right, all right, all right. So now we're going to go ahead and get ready to transition. Oh, look at that. Producer Bridget, y'all, she just feel the transition. She just feel the transition, okay? But what is magic sometimes is Producer Bridget. Because Producer Britt, she be pulling cats out of hats. She be pulling birds out of...
Oh, my gosh. Out of the sky.
Hey, birds out of the sky. But, hey, man, we here, Britt. We here. We here.
All right, man. What you got? What's up?
Man, all right. So, let's go ahead and... Let's go ahead and hit a little bit of the sports, man. Last night,
Start with Patrick Mahomes?
I thought we was gonna start with the home team because we in Dallas. I mean, sure. we can start with. I mean,
that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, either way, it's gonna be sad news. Both sides. Okay.
Okay. Let's get the bad news first. The baddest news first. How about that?
Oh man.
The worst.
Okay. Well. The worst news would be the Cowboys, because the Cowboys took an L last night. Minnesota 34 to the Cowboys 26. Okay. And the quarterback for Minnesota, JJ McCartney. Everybody was laughing at him. Everybody was laughing at the boy. But the boy went 15 to 24 for 250 yards. Britt, he got him for 3 touchdowns, and he threw 1 interception with a QBR, quarterback rating, 108. Okay? This is impressive. Okay. No. That's impressive.
Because okay. I'm trying not to make it. Remember the one time that guy was like, she don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was wild for that.
Okay,
go ahead. Yeah. I'm just going to hit on a little bit more of the stats. So, yeah, then leading in rushing was Mr. Aaron Jones. He had 12 rushes for 34 yards. Yikes. Uh-huh. That's terrible. Uh-huh. And then in receiving... Man, it's looking bad. And then receiving number 3, Jordan Addison for the Vikings, 2 receptions, 66 yards. Hey, you know, it is what it is. But the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, y'all love these Cowboys in Dallas. I don't know why. Dak Prescott, 23 of 38, 294 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, sacked twice, and an 85 quarterback rating. Okay. Javonte Williams, 15 carries, 91 yards. CeeDee Lamb, 6 receptions, 111 yards. But yeah, Britt, the Cowboys, I was looking at some of what the commentators were saying, and the Cowboys are just a really terribly put together team is what they're saying. They're not on one accord. They just not locked in. Yeah. And for the Cowboys, there's still like a 1% chance of them making the playoffs. What need to happen for the Cowboys to make the playoffs, get this, Britt, the Eagles would need to lose their final 3 games, and the Cowboys would need to win their final 3 games. So good luck, Dallas
good
Cowboys
luck.
Fans. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, get the prayers up, but, more in speaking success sports. We got Patrick Mahomes, man. It's been an unfortunate season for the Chiefs. This is the first time they're not making the playoffs in 10 years.
Ooh.
First time in 10 years. Yeah. The Chiefs lost to the Chargers yesterday.
Okay. They need a break. That's okay. They just need a break. It's been 10 years. Yeah. You just need a break.
Is it that or they just got a lot of distractions going on?
I'm thinking from the girl's point of view. They just need a break. 10 years, been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. What's our girl's name? What's our girl's name that date Travis Kelce? I'm forgetting her name. Taylor Swift. I'm sure Taylor Swift would say, "Yeah, give him a break so he can come with me on tour, or whatever." But Patrick Mahomes got tore his ACL. Yeah, Britt. It looked bad. Did you see the video?
No. Man, saw the headline. But
he was running. He was, rolling out to the pocket on the right-hand side. The guy gets him. He thinks about to be a routine tackle. His left leg straightens out. And I'm like, it looked bad. Yeah, it looked pretty bad. So, man, praying for a speedy recovery for him. We all know that those ACL injuries, typically, it's like a year. And then they still, got to go through the process and recover and do all that. So, man, praying for Patrick Mahomes to get some rest, recover, and continue to sign those NIL athletes.
As his wife would say, I'm sure he's gonna eat a lot of fried chicken on his way. He's like, what's my favorite snack? Fried chicken. She's so wrong for that. That's hilarious.
that video was wild.
He said no.
And that's the part that made it even funnier. I'm like, oh wow, dang, that's a big L, Sister Mahomes. Isn't her name? Brandy. Don't y'all share the same name? Yeah,
it's
y'all
spelled share different, the same. So it could be pronounced different.
Brittany. Okay,
I'm Brittany. She's Brittany. Okay.
Okay. So we're gonna cross over, and we're gonna switch sports. Steph Curry. First of all, have you been seeing him shoot these full court shots? Have you been seeing this?
I mean, he does it all the time. He's Steph Curry.
I mean, fair enough. I mean, that explains
that's nothing
it.
Nothing new.
I mean, but boy, just walking out, 2 dribbles, throwing, just slinging it. I'm like, this
he
is
does that before the games.
I know. It's just ridiculous that he consistently hits that shot, though. I don't know how you can really control that shot.
Yeah, he's been seeing the commercial. He said he started practice with the same shot from the same person.
It's still crazy.
Thing.
I mean, yeah. So, but this one thing we're gonna talk about him in just a second. But this is one of those things to where we see it so often, we normalize greatness. Show me five other people that have done that. Show me two other people that have done that.
No. I'm not saying it's normal. I'm just saying that's just him. Yeah, okay. Because
okay. Thank you. Yeah,
that is crazy. That is wild.
Crazy
good. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can't name five other people that can do that.
That's what I'm saying. We can't name two other people. If anybody in the comments can, hey, come and see me. Okay. Name two other people in the comments that'd be slanging the rock like David. No, Goliath. All right. So Steph Curry, first player in NBA history to have multiple game hitting 12 threes in a game. Multiple. Yeah. But you got to stay with me because I got a little bit more detail. Okay. Steph Curry is the first player in NBA history to have multiple games hitting 12 threes in a game. He's done it five times in his career, which is the most in NBA history. Okay, stick with me. But look, Kobe Bryant was one of the first to hit 12 threes in a game.
Okay.
2005. Klay Thompson, and this is this one's really crazy for me. Because Britt, every time I would watch Klay Thompson play, I would never see him hit threes, and it's mind blowing to me. It's mind blowing to me that Klay Thompson is anyway in this stat. Klay Thompson,
but he got
also,
Megan now. Okay, so he hit
nah. Megan got him the way she was putting that thing on that boy in that video. I said, "Oh my goodness,
my baby."
I said, "Oh okay. man." He got him with the piece and chain. The boy looked like he got the same piece that Cat Williams got with the, moving the wheel is called on the captainship.
Yeah.
She said, "I'm the captain now, baby." Okay.
She said she got a song called Captain.
Klay Thompson. Okay, here we go. Klay Thompson also hit 12 threes in a game in 2018, tying his own record for most threes in a single game. That's just so many threes, okay? I mean, I love it for him. You know, congrats to him. Man, shout out to Kobe, RIP to Kobe for being one of the first to do it. And shout out to Steph. But it's one thing hitting that many threes in a gym by yourself. It's another thing hitting that many threes in the highest level of competition. It's just impressive, man. We just got to honor the gift, man. We got to honor the gift. But yeah, that's what we got here.
Shout out Steph Curry.
Love that. Doing the thing.
Okay, that's your sports. That's all you got.
Yeah, that's what we got here. Speaking of sports, man, back to you in the studio.
All right. Okay, yeah. I will say, you know, I was on the internet. You know, I was scrolling. I was looking for stuff, but I didn't see anything. It wasn't a lot going on. Everyone just kind of it's 11 days till Christmas. It's getting cold outside. Yeah. You know, they're about to start canceling school because it's too cold.
Cause it's too cold. No snow though. Just because it's too cold. Only in Texas.
Yeah, so that's obviously that's a thing here in Texas. Like, you know, there might not be any snow. We get one layer of ice, shut the whole thing down. Okay. Shut the city down. Shut the streets down. Shut the highways down. Everything's down. Okay. One layer of ice in Texas. I mean, it's over. It's over. I remember, you know, being in fifth grade when I first moved down here, we had a snow day. My mom was like, "Ain't no snow on the ground." And I said, "I love you, Texas. I love you, Texas." Okay.
Snow day,
we ain't had no beef ever since then. Okay. When it came to school and cold and weather, the kids gonna get a day off. Okay. And one thing they're going to do, they're going to make it up as well.
Texas will get you on the back end for the make it. They're going to give you all the days you want out. But then you're going to realize your summer getting shorter and shorter. Why is the summer getting so shorter? Why are we starting so late? Because y'all had snow
like
day. Take
not
that
like
L.
Okay. But honestly, I didn't see a lot scrolling. But what I can say is that the TV shows have been, well, my TV shows have been really good. So if, let me know, like, comment, anything, if you watch these shows, okay? So last night, I watched Mayor of Kingstown, that's on Paramount, and I also watched Landman, which is on Paramount. Jonathan, these two shows are getting so good, okay?
I'm hearing good things about Landman.
Oh, you've heard good things.
I've heard good. Go ahead.
No. I'm saying, yeah, we can.
Well, I mean, I've heard people in conversation talk about Landman, but then also in addition to that, I mean, I saw the preview last night, and I keep seeing it, and I'm like, there's not much that Billy Bob is in that isn't good from right. what I've seen. Yeah. Right, so I'm right, like, right. I'm gonna have to circle back on Landman.
You really need to check out Mayor of Kingstown, honestly. People say, ask me, you know, Brittany, which one's better? Mayor of Kingstown. It has really? A little bit more season okay. on it, you know, not like season, but seasons, as far as there's four seasons and then there's two seasons okay. of Landman, but okay. it's worth it. I will say that because, oh man, just what's happening right, I wish I could say more, but just what's happening right now in Mayor of Kingstown is just crazy. So I can just give you a little bit. So pretty much there's a new warden. The mm-hmm. old warden, he gone. And then the new warden, she came in, she controlling everything. And then Mike, who is technically the mayor of Kingstown, which is mayor of the city, you know, making sure all the gangs are organized, ain't nobody killing each other, you know, mayor of the mayor, okay, that type of thing. And so, which goes into the prisons because, you know, there's gangs in the prison. And so, you know, he controls that too because he used to be in the prison. He used to be incarcerated. So he got mm-hmm. out and now his brother died. First episode, crazy. And then now he's the mayor. And so this season, the warden, she got everything on lock. Some things have happened, transpired, if you will. And now she needs Mike, okay? And so that is where we are now. I feel like we only got about two episodes left. So I'm just scared. I hope they take down the people that's supposed to be taken down. We got this new drug dealer on the show. His name is Frank Moses. If you ever watch Walking Dead, he is Sheldon on The Walking Dead. And then he's making promises to one of the gang leaders, and then next thing you know, he put a hit out on him, and you know he didn't know that he put a hit out on him, and now they coming for him because it's so good. Okay,
who's like one of the most notable figures in the show?
Jeremy, he plays in the Marvel movies. Oh my gosh, what is his name? Jeremy Renner?
Name sounds familiar. Y'all, what are the shows y'all are watching? Drop something down in the comments because we want to know what y'all watching out here in these streets too, in case we missing a good show. Because Lord knows, that sounds like it because me and Gabby was watching the show last night.
He was in that horrible Jeremy Renner. Yeah, he was in a horrible accident in the snow. He had a freak accident. He was in the snow and he was out and he almost died and it was bad. And they didn't know if the show was gonna come back. They didn't know if he was gonna be doing Marvel anymore. But yeah, he's back better than ever.
Okay, well God bless.
But honestly, I don't really have anything. I didn't see anything scrolling. Ain't nobody putting nothing out. Just 11 days till Christmas. What y'all listening to? Are y'all wrapping gifts? Check out your Christmas decorations going up. Baby Jones got a list. I mean, what's going on?
The crazy thing is they already have everything they need. Already got too many toys for my oldest. For my youngest, he don't need no toys. Boy, right. Just love playing with anything and everything. My wife gave him a whisk. Boy was playing with the whisk. Just happy as ever, playing with a whisk. We don't have no list for no toys, nothing like that. And the gift of community, we're connected with a lot of other, Gabby's connected with a lot of other women and friends, and they just hand down stuff. Like, hey, these clothes are too big. And they're handed down to us. We'll hand it on to somebody else. Like, it's a super, super blessing. But this past weekend, Daddy Stroller Social Club.
Oh gosh, here y'all go.
Brittany, where were they at this weekend?
Honolulu.
Nah. Yeah, right.
Africa.
I'll just say where they go. We live streaming with the lay on. You understand me? We live streaming. Okay. Live streaming from the, you know what I'm saying? From the
where
waters.
Are they now? Where y'all at? Daddy Show the Club. Where y'all at?
This past weekend, they was at Kingsman Coffee. Went to Kingsman Coffee over in Duncanville. First of all, shout out to Kingsman Coffee. Yeah. Oh, okay, I went and made a video. It was on my Instagram.
Did you try but, to make it? Okay.
Yeah, so look, we're at Kingsman Coffee. They have a lavender lemonade. Delicious. Okay. Delicious. Then they also have a steak, egg, and cheese, like bagel situation. Mm-hmm. That thing was made with love. That thing was also made with layers. Think about this big, okay?
What is it?
Yeah. Steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good.
I'm sure it's good. I just can't do the egg. Was. That's all.
You and Tatum with these eggs. Oh,
no,
my goodness.
No, I like eggs. It's the egg texture mixed with everything else. It just makes me want to I can't.
Is this normal for anybody else? Is this normal for anybody else about the
egg?
You got an egg texture thing. I will give you this. There have been phases for me over the past few years to where I'm eating the eggs. I'm like, I don't know.
Tastes
it
like
just
chicken.
Don't taste right. Nah, it don't. Not it.
Tastes like a baby.
It
That's
is.
What it, yeah.
I mean, I,
it
like
tastes
I feel
like
that
a baby.
Sometimes. I'm
yeah.
like, I don't know. It's not giving what's supposed to be. Anyway, so yeah. we pulled up to the spot that mm-hmm. they had live music. A young lady was performing. You know, they had ornaments for the kids. We were just hanging out and shooting a conversation. It was good. Shooting a conversation, hanging out with the fellas and watching little black babies run around just always does me good joy. Okay. Does me great joy. So we in there hanging out. All the dads come together. Shout out to the Daddy Stroller Social Club, man. Brittany, it's necessary, man, for black men to be together in community. And then the black men with their kids. And I'm like, man, I love this. Mm-hmm. Seeing some black men with like three babies by themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, you holding it down, brother, because that's serious business. But man, shout out to the Daddy Stroller Social Club. Shout out to Calvin Bridgewater, the whole clan, man. Calvin, Damani, all them.
Y'all doing your thing.
Yeah. That was cool. That was cool. But speaking of things that... No. Come on. This is for later. Go ahead. Say what you're going to say, Brittany.
I was just going to say, have you seen the monks walking across the world from Fort Worth to Washington, D.C.?
No.
Okay, so currently a group of Buddhist monks is walking across America on a 2,300-mile walk for peace from Fort Worth, Texas to Washington, D.C., aiming to spread unity, love, and compassion. Okay, so I kept seeing now, if I did see anything, I saw this on TikTok. And they were just, you know, they were walking. And so, a couple things they're not to ask for food. You can give them food, but, you know, they're not going to ask. They're not going to talk to you. They're just walking. And when, on the TikTok videos that I've seen, you know, it's just like, oh, they're the monks. They're the monks. It's like a,
they're the monks. Like, get the camera out of my face. I'm focused.
No, you know, and they're just walking, you know. I don't want to say the robe that they, you know, that they wear. Mm-hmm. And
They're just walking.
Wow. And obviously, we can't talk to them. So, I mean, they just said it's a walk for peace. So, they're doing 2,300 miles. So, it started at a Buddhist temple in Fort Worth, Texas. Like I said, the destination is Washington, D.C. The duration is planned for a 120-day journey. The mission is to promote peace, loving kindness, unity, and mindfulness. Amidst suffering that we have right now in the world. Routine. They walk a steady walk, often taking 1 meal a day in silence, practicing mindfulness with each step. Okay. There have been some injuries that have been reported. Two monks are injured in a car accident. And dang, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
what's wrong with Texas? Daytona. Dayton, Texas. But they remain determined to finish.
My thing is this: how is that going to create peace, though. Like, I mean, no, shade to the month.
Community support. Local communities have welcomed them food, rest, and spiritual support with some of the offerings of their home. There's a live map called Walk for Peace on Facebook.
Wow.
And you can watch where they're going. So, okay, that's how everybody knows where they're going. I don't necessarily know how it, you know, goes into promoting peace. You know, it says a journey that started in late October 2025 and involves significant support challenges. But I don't know. Maybe just seeing the monks walk. I don't know. Million Man March. I don't know.
That's the first thing that came to mind for me too. The Million Man March.
Yeah. So maybe it's something like that. You know. But kudos to them for walking.
Kudos to them for doing something.
300 miles. Because when was the last time you walked 5 miles? Okay.
Not talking.
1 meal a day.
I'm not a monk.
Doing it for the community. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, when was the last time? You can fast and walk at the same time.
You can fast and walk. I enjoy eating. I enjoy
lunch.
I'm a fast, quick,
in a hurry. I'll fast.
Ah, okay. I'm glad you said that. Well, tomorrow, straight from the source, we'll talk a little bit about fasting. Okay. A little bit about that tomorrow. I got a clip for you.
What you got?
Yeah, man. So we asked the people. Well, first of all, I'm going to say this real quick, man. This weekend, I had the opportunity to shadow a videographer. Uh-huh. Videographer, been in the game for a minute. Brit, I learned a couple of things. First thing I learned is I need to get a new pair of black tennis shoes, okay? Because I was wearing dress shoes. My feet was gone. Second thing I learned is a lot of times the things that we want and the things that we desire, mm-hmm. we make them a little bit harder than they actually are. I'll break it down for you, sister. I'll break
it
down.
What are you talking
about? I'm about to break it down. So this is an opportunity that came about. We were referred to the opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's some equipment. You know, I was advised to not take the opportunity because some of the equipment we felt that we didn't have, according to one half of this conversation.
Come on.
But then I later realized, like, we didn't. Like, because I saw the equipment that he was using. I was like, oh wow, okay, didn't have that, didn't have this, didn't consider that. But the other part was when it came to the shooting and when it came to capturing the content, I was like, that's not that bad. Brit, it's not that bad.
But setting up shot.
Didn't have the equipment. So, you know, got that rep in this weekend. Got some camera work in this weekend.
That's good. Know?
And then on Sunday, you moving? Where you going?
Hey, you was doing your thing on Sunday. Come on, camera two.
I was locked in on Sunday, man. But also, I think it was dope because on that Saturday night, like using that experience and using what I had the opportunity to do on Saturday and then building on it Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, just staying head down, continue to work, continue to grow, continue to move forward. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, the things we want so often, you got to be careful. I'm not going to say you put it out into the universe, but, you know, when you communicate to God through prayer and talking daily relationship with him, he gonna start to put opportunities in front of you, but you just gotta make sure that you got the equipment and gotta make sure that you're ready. Mm-hmm. While talking about being ready, producer Britt, are you ready? I got some questions for you. People asked me the questions. They was like, somebody asked me a question. Ed Jones was like, hey John, what did Brittany say about the coaches? And I said, huh? He said, you asked a question. I said, nah, but I'm gonna ask her tomorrow because we haven't both been on the show at the same time. Okay.
What you mean, coaches?
I'm about to just ask you the question. It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
What is
that? Yeah. So Coach Ed Jones, man, shout out to Ed Jones, my guy. He said, I seen a video. I'm gonna read it just like he wrote it. He said, I seen a video of her hooping one time. What's her favorite basketball memory and what lesson does she still use in life from her coaches?
Man, wow. I did not expect to answer these this morning. My favorite basketball memory, I had 33 points in a game. I would say one lesson that I still live by is train hard, play easy. That's what my trainer used to say that, Mike, train hard, play easy. And yeah, I still go by that. Because, you know, I mean, you know, obviously we work together. So I'm always like, let's get everything done on the front end. Then we could do whatever on the back end. Let's make sure we prepare for this earlier in the week. then we can have a, you know, smoother week, you know, days to come. So I'm always about forget all the fun on the front end. Let's have fun on the back end. Let's get all the stuff done. You know, that's if things true. Need to be done day of, or, you know, we have to slate some things for a different day, that's perfectly fine. But if we have the opportunity to get it done right away and not have it hinder us at the end of the week, or just not let it build up, yeah, I'm doing that. Because there's days that I just want to, you know, do computer work sometimes and not always up on my feet. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. And I mean, and that's a good life lesson, though, because if you knock out the work on the front end when you have the energy and all that different stuff, then on the tail end, like, you might be feeling lackluster later in the week or later in the day, and you don't have the energy. Now you have to do it. And that's, you know, that's a different challenge. All right, man.
I would say in college, I always, you know, do the hard stuff first. That's another one. I do the hard stuff first. So that way it's like whatever the hardest homework that I had or the challenges that I would do the hard stuff first. And then from there, it would just get easier and easier, 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 easier. Sleep, you know.
Boy, college, I used to just walk in and I would just fall asleep wherever, in the living room, in my bed, and wake up like, what just happened? Anyway, we got a few more questions, producer. We got a few more questions. All right. So we got Mr. Ja'Cory King. He said, what are your thoughts on AI? It's a two-parter, but I'll leave that one there. What are your thoughts on AI, producer Britt?
I mean, I feel like I've expressed on the show before that I don't have a problem with it. I use it at work on a daily basis. I do use it for emails. If you don't utilize it for emails, you know, and not to say like, oh my gosh, my emails need critical thinking in it or it needs to be creative writing. You know, I just feel like, put the details in the AI prompt. Hey, you're writing this for this person. Whoop-de-whoop-de-woo. And then, you know, change some stuff if you need to be changed. But I don't think that's necessarily harmful. But yeah, I use it for emails. May use it for a couple ideas. But, you know, I definitely still use my noggin. That's for sure. So emails, yeah, to the most.
Makes sense. Okay. The second part he asked in the question, he said, do you think it's a net good for society or is it going to make American life worse? Mr. Ja'Cory King asked this.
I mean, it's good when it comes to your 9-to-5, if you're a 9-to-5er. But I just explained. But I mean, I guess for someone that, you know, maybe you have, I don't know. I don't know, but because I want to say, yes, it can be good. The bad part about it is that these data centers that they're building is it's a lot of water. They're in the middle of nowhere. They're kind of like disrupting places that never had disruption before. You know, farmland, those type of areas. It's kind of messing up that type land, and I don't like that part about it. I know that, you know, everything has a reaction. And so this is just the reaction when it comes to AI. And, you know, maybe it's something that they can get under control. But as of now, it's just a lot of water. It's a lot of water. And it's a scary amount of water, too. But as far as just like helping society, I think it could help those that know and learn how to use it the right way. But other than that, yeah, that's my answer. I don't have nothing.
That's good, man. That's good. All right, my guy Justin Stuckey from Alabama.
All right, Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
Hey, that boy's sideline. Yeah. Hey, I feel like a celebrity is asking me a question right now.
Hey, Justin, what up? Okay, Justin said, what's something she wishes she knew earlier before starting her career?
I can't necessarily say I wish I knew something earlier. I would say my professors taught me, you know, learn how to do everything from being a gopher, from all the way being the director to any situation. So just as a media person, I know how to do everything. So if anyone asks me, Brittany, do you have experience in this? Do you have experience in that? 9 times out of 10, I do. And that's just because if somebody's over there, they're in a circle talking about something, I'm going to peek my head in. I'm going to ask a question. You know, I'm going to learn something. I'm interested in something. And so, my advice is just learn everything from the top to the bottom, whatever field that you're in. So that way, and one example that my my professor Nikki Mohan gave me was that, you know, she would have issues with the camera guy, or they would say something, you know, behind the scenes, and she was able to get off camera and go and help solve those issues because she used to be that and she learned how to do that. And so I took that with me, and hey, I know how to do just like someone asked me the other day, like, Brittany, what does that mean that you do everything in media? I'm like, I just know how to do every, like, you know, different sectors of media. Do you know how to do audio? Do you have video experience? Do you know how to edit? Do you know how to do audio editing? Do you know how to, now one thing I'm not, you know, up to par with is probably like live mixing or things like, I know how to do live mixing, like level 4. Okay. And I give myself a 4 because, you know, I can solo, I can put stuff in your ear. I can, you know, I can troubleshoot. Now that one thing I will give myself some kudos points is that my troubleshooting game is crazy.
Troubleshooting game is strong. I gotta give you that. I gotta give you your kudos and your cookies and your brownies on that. Cause the way you just come into something, and you're like, okay, so you can come with the mind of, this is out of whack, I'm gonna fix it. And you just, okay, boom, okay, did we try this? We put this cable here, HDMI, SDI, all this other tech lingo, right? And you just start doing stuff. And I'd be sitting there looking like, I didn't think of that. And I'm just sitting there watching you, and you're like, it worked. And I'm like, this is crazy. I just be like, good job, Brittany. Good job. So I got to give you that. And troubleshooting in media is
in real time.
In real time, though, like, because, you know, we talking about like the majority of the issues that have arisen typically happen within a 10 to 5 minute span of before an event is about to take place.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what do we do? And you got to be calm, cool, collective, and get it done. Because if you exert all this other energy anywhere else, then you're going to lose it. So
I would say my favorite,
on
one of my favorite, you shouldn't have favorite troubleshooting moments, but my favorite troubleshooting moment was when we were in the gym, when we used to be in the gym together, and we didn't have, only one computer had sound or something, the sound wasn't working, and we had to be in sync.
Remember that. I have my laptop over there.
Oh man, it was everything was just heightened, y'all. We were like, okay, Jonathan, we're coming up on this next. I was like, when I say click, you gotta click it because we gotta be in sync. And it went off without a hitch. And Jonathan was like, I didn't even think about doing that. Man. So yeah.
Wow.
So troubleshooting. Wow. Okay, I love my troubleshooting skills. Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna say my favorite one, and we're gonna do rapid fire these last like 3. Okay. My mind was like, there was no sound in the gym. Another time, there was no sound in the gym, and I'm like, Then we moved the portable system speakers over the balcony and played the Afro Engineer at his finest.
Yes, Afro Engineer.
Rapid fire question.
Oh, okay.
These may or may not be rapid fire answers, but just try to make them.
Okay,
here we go. How do you think you find your purpose?
I was born with it. I don't know. Yeah, there you go. Can I say that? I knew what I wanted to do when I was little.
Oh, okay. You knew what you wanted to do and you just stuck with it. Stuck with it. Okay. Yep. I like it. Do you believe in right person, wrong time?
Sure. Right person, wrong time.
Okay, sure. Shout out to Marche for these questions. Sister Marche Gordon. Here we go. Should you date someone who isn't your type?
No. Rapid fire. Next.
Oh, that's a strong. Oh, strong. Yeah, no, with that.
Rapid
one.
Fire.
Oh.
Keep going.
What's something you learned from a past relationship, dating, or friendships that changes the way you think now?
Okay. I'll give you 2. One for dating, one for friendship. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dating, I will not betray myself ever again when it comes to dating. I put myself first. Friendship, learn not to be a people pleaser, and pay attention to who's actually in your corner, who's actually rooting for you. Because everybody say, oh, you know, good job, Brittany, good job, good job, good job, good job, good job. And then it's like, you know, when it's time for celebrations, it's like, oh, where are thou?
So, you ain't come to the party. I invited you to the party. You ain't pull up to the party.
Yeah. Now, one thing I can say about the, you know, who's celebrating you, who's checking in on you, I am going through some things myself because I've mentioned before on the show that, you know, I think about that Issa Rae podcast with her and Michelle Obama. I feel like I am a good friend to the friends I already have, but sometimes I can be inconsiderate, and I know that about myself. And so, cause I'm so work heavy, and it's like, you know, sometimes, you know, just text me, and, or if I'm thinking about you, I'll text you. Or if you're thinking about me, just text me. You want to make plans, let's do something. But most of the time my mind's just gone and I'm tired. And, you know, when it's time to hang out with people or check in on people, like, okay, girl, I'll see you when I see you. But yeah, but I'm working on that. I'm working on that. I'm also working on my small talk. So yeah,
There it is. But also, you know, with friends, it's, you know, stages, phases, different things like that. Like some friend, we grow out of friendships, we grow out of relationships. Like that's something that is not easy to talk about. But I mean, if your friends ain't up for the conversation and they not doing what they need to do to elevate themselves, their lives, and ultimately their relationship, friendship at large, then we out of here though. We out of here. So yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. That was good. Yeah. If y'all want us to do this again, y'all can send questions to me at Jonathan Jones Speaks. Do not send them to producer Britt. Send them to me at Jonathan Jones Speaks so we can catch her off guard again and just ask her the questions live. Okay. So we can go questions on career. We can go questions on life. We can go questions on like dating, relationships type stuff. She does own the right to answer or to not answer any of the questions, I guess.
Yes, I do.
But I also reserve the right to ask all the questions. So, producer Britt, you want to give the people a word before we get out of here?
It's Monday. You know, we're almost there at the end of the year, guys. So, as I tell my team, you know, let's finish strong, finish strong, finish strong, finish strong. There's something that you wanted to do, get in place to do. You know, write that thing down. Put it on your screensaver, put it, I don't know, on your refrigerator, look at it every single day, but just make sure that you're preparing yourself for what you want to do, what you need to do, and go forth and conquer that. You know, it's Monday, let's stay motivated, and 11 days till Christmas. Don't feel bad if you can't give people Christmas gifts. Give them your love, okay?
Yeah,
give them a hug, okay? Hugs are free.
High five,
all of that, you know, say a good word, write a poem, draw a heart, you know, give it to them. Other than that, you know, just go out, be great.
There we go. Yeah, I hear one of my babies outside this door. So family, hey, make sure to subscribe to the channel here at Speaking Success Media. We're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. We're your favorite morning show. And family, remember, all right, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?